With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans expected to come down hard on Dr. Anthony Fauci when the former head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases testifies today on Capitol Hill. Fauci is due before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Lawmakers will grill him on allegations of a range of misconduct under his watch relating to the pandemic. It will be Fauci's first congressional testimony in close to 2 years. Jury selection begins today in Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges in Delaware.
In this case, Hunter Biden becomes the first child of a sitting U.S. president to be a criminal defendant. He has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, history has been made in Mexico's presidential election. The country will have its first female president following an election, also notable for the violence surrounding it.
From the moment Claudia Sheinbaum threw her hat into the ring for president, the polls always suggested she would win comfortably. Ms. Sheinbaum's win is a resounding endorsement of the social programs of the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, which have helped pull millions from poverty. However, this election will also go down in Mexican history as its bloodiest. Candidates have been killed and intimidated from the very start of campaigning to voting day itself. When the political violence of this vote is combined with the everyday criminality of the drug cartels, the task ahead of the next president is daunting.
The BBC's Will Grant. There's been no comment from Israel on Syrian reports that Israeli airstrikes around the city of Aleppo in Syria have left several people dead. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 31 points, NASDAQ futures up 71. This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio has dedicated a statue to Sojourner Truth, a former slave, abolitionist, and itinerant preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address delivered inside the city's Old Stone Church, Truth drew upon the hardships she faced while she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people was not recognized by government and society. This is SRN News. Opposition in Mississippi to a proposal to house unaccompanied illegal alien children in a couple of former casino hotels.
Tunica County Board of Supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There had been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's Republican state officials and the local sheriff. An attorney working for the company that wants to reuse the vacant hotels says a letter of support from the county would have been a critical part of the company's proposal to the federal government. Hotels were part of Harris Casino Complex, which closed in 2014. Jason Walker reporting.
It's too little, too late. That's how House Speaker Mike Johnson describes any action President Biden might take to try to secure the border after several years of a wide-open southern border. Mr. Biden reportedly set to sign an executive order on border security this week. More details, SRNNews.com.